Kong Diploma of Secondary Education 2021. English Language Paper 3. Listening and Integrated Skills. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a Part A question answer book, a Part B1 data file with a Part B1 question answer book inserted, and a Part B2 data file with a Part B2 question answer book inserted. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer books or the data files until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part A question answer book. Now look at the Part A question answer book. Check that the Part A question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of Part A. Now go on to Part B on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1 and 3. Close your Part A question answer book when you have finished. Now look at your Part B1 data file. Take out the inserted Part B1 question answer book. Check that your Part B1 data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the Part B1 data file," on the last page. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part B1 question answer book. Check that the Part B1 question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of Part B1 on the last page. Now stick your barcode label in the space provided on page 1. Close the Part B1 question answer book when you have finished. Now look at your Part B2 data file. Take out the inserted Part B2 question answer book. Check that the Part B2 data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the Part B2 data file," on the last page. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part B2 question answer book. Now check that the Part B2 question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of Part B2 on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1 and 3. Close the part B2 question answer book when you have finished. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. This paper is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. For Part A, you should use a pencil to answer all questions. For Part B, you can use a pen or a pencil. Put up your hand now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the paper. The listening component is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your Part A question answer book at page 2. Part A is about to begin. Part A. Situation. Bonnie, Cherry and Julian are student interns working for a company called Events Horizon, which organises big public events. Their boss, Jasmine Coe, has asked them to research World Expos for the company. In Part A, you will have a total of 4 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and in the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book and the recording. You now have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 4. Task 1. Bonnie, Cherry and Julian are discussing a work schedule to carry out the research on World Expos. Listen to the conversation and complete the note sheet below. The first one has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 30 seconds to tidy up your answers. Okay, I know you've started doing some work for this World Expo's presentation we have to do. So, I just wanted to check where we are and maybe plan out the next few weeks.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. Jasmine has...
Hold on. What was it about again?
Right. Well, the title we were given was An Overview of World Expos. Remember, Julian?
Oh, yeah, vaguely. So, when is it? The presentation?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Jasmine's now confirmed all the details. So, we're presenting on August the 30th at 9:30.
Okay, right. August 30th at 9:30. That's early then. Wait, is that all three of us presenting?
Yeah, that's what we agreed on.
Okay, just checking. And who are we presenting to?
Do you never pay attention? We are presenting to all the department heads.
All the department heads? Wow, no pressure there then. And where are we presenting?
The boardroom. You know the big room on the top floor with the view and...
Yeah, I know where the boardroom is. Well, we'd better get going then. How much do we need to get ready? I mean, how long does it have to be?
Well, all three of us will be doing a section. So I think if we do 5 PowerPoint slides each.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 5 slides each, which is 15 PowerPoint slides in total.
So, just to confirm, what were the three sections again?
You are joking, aren't you? Right. I can see you're not. Right, well, Bonnie is going to look at the history of World Expos.
Oh, I thought you were doing the history of World Expos.
No, that's Bonnie doing that. You are looking at the good and bad things about World Expos.
Yeah, I remember Jasmine did say she wanted us to find the bad things as well as the good. So, what are you doing, Sherry?
I'm looking at the future of World Expos, remember? We already read a bit on the future of World Expos online on the webpage.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember.
Right. So what I wanted to do today was to draw up a work schedule, you know, so we know who's doing what and when.
Okay, maybe I can take notes and send you it later.
Oh, I was going to say, I was speaking to a friend of mine, Leo Roy, the other day. You know Leo?
No.
Yeah, I know Leo, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, Leo told me his dad worked on the Shanghai Expo in 2010. So I've arranged to meet up with him, his dad, I mean, and interview him.
Fantastic. So when are you meeting him?
Oh, I can't remember. It was either the 8th or 9th of August, something like that.
So which was it? We're trying to do a schedule here.
Right, let me check my phone. Right, the Wednesday.
Hold on. So you're interviewing Mr. Roy on Wednesday, the 9th of August. Is his surname spelled R-O-Y?
Yes, it is.
You were pretty sure about that.
Hey, did you read the email from Jasmine? She said that a Professor Leung at the Hong Kong Metropolitan University is giving a talk about World Expos. One of us should go.
Do you know when that is?
I think she said Saturday morning on 19th August. I can't go to it. Bonnie, why don't you go? You could see if we can include some of the information in our presentation on the 30th.
Yeah, great. Okay, I'll make a note of that. A talk on expos at the Metropolitan University on Saturday the 19th.
Great. So I think we should meet up at some point to talk about all the information we've collected.
Good idea. When would be a good time for you?
How about Monday the 21st?
No, it's a public holiday, remember? How about the day after the public holiday, then?
For what? Sorry, I was miles away.
For the progress meeting.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Well, then I'm happy to take all the information and do a first draft of the PowerPoint presentation if you like.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sherry. When do you think you can get the first draft of the PowerPoint presentation done by? Jasmine said she'd definitely have to see it beforehand.
I can give a first draft to Jasmine on the 23rd. It will take me a few hours to put it all together.
Okay, give Jasmine the first draft of the PowerPoint presentation on the 23rd of August.
Great. Could we practice the presentation sometime around about then? How about doing it on Saturday 26th? All of us will need to do it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Fantastic. Is that fine with you, Julian?
Sure, no problem.
Great. Looks like we are very organized.
That is the end of task one. You now have 30 seconds to tidy up your answers. Task 2. You are attending a lecture by Professor Leung, who is going to talk about the history of World Expos. Listen and fill in the missing information in the space below. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me here this evening. In 2010, Shanghai celebrated the biggest ever World Expo. Millions of people from all over the world came to Shanghai to see the exhibits and innovations the expo had to offer. It is this coming together of people that makes World Expos so special to me. And that's why the topic of my lecture tonight is a history of World Expos, bringing people together. Because expos do just that, they bring people together. So first, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about what expos are, and then we'll explore the history of World Expos, which I shall break into three stages, to show you how they developed into the World Expos we know today. So, to begin at the beginning, what exactly are World Expos? Well, World Expos are, quite simply, international exhibitions. One country is the host. Basically, the host country has two major things to do. First, it has to decide on a theme for the exhibition. The theme is very important for the expo, as it gives it its focus. Secondly, having decided on a theme, the host has to invite other countries to join the exhibition. So, now we know what World Expos are and why we have them, let's move on to the history of World Expos. Basically, World Expos developed in three main stages. The first phase, or stage, is focused on industrial and technological inventions. This phase began way back in 1851 and really lasted until about 1938. So the very first World Expo was held in 1851 in the wonderful city of London, England. It was called the Great Exhibition, and the idea was to promote all the very latest inventions for improving industry and farming. 10 countries, including China, were invited to join in and display their latest technology. 6.3 million visitors came to see the Great Exhibition. It was a truly amazing event. The Great Exhibition had several major achievements, but I'd like to highlight two. The first is what people thought was the major achievement of the Great Exhibition at the time, which was they grew the biggest flower in the world. And this flower, the biggest flower, was so big a child could stand on its leaf. So we're talking big. The second major achievement was raising awareness of farming techniques. The increase of awareness of different farming techniques learned from the Great Expo brought huge benefits to the world. The second stage in the development of World Expos focused on cultural exchange. This stage is called cultural exchange because from about 1939 to 1987, World Expos focused more on themes that were important culturally. One of the first World Expos of this kind took place in New York, America, in 1939. As I've said before, all World Expos have a particular theme, and the theme of this World Expo was the City of Tomorrow. To show the City of Tomorrow, the New York Expo had huge exhibitions on modern food and displayed the latest works of art from different countries. So it combined different aspects of culture, food and art. Again, this was a very popular World Expo. 50 countries took part and over 44 million people went to it. Finally, the third stage in the development of World Expos was really all about nation branding. The nation branding stage started around 1988 and is still going on now, really. This meant that the host country and all participating countries used the expo to promote themselves. An example of an expo in the nation branding stage took place in Hanover in Germany. The theme for this expo was nature and technology. The idea was to promote environmentally friendly products and inventions and to look at ways of saving the environment. 155 countries were invited, but unfortunately, the number of visitors was lower than what had been expected. Only about 25 million people came to the expo, so it was considered to be a bit of a failure.
That is the end of task two. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Cherry has just shown Bonnie and Julian a draft of her PowerPoint slides for the presentation. Bonnie and Julian are now giving her some feedback. Listen to the conversation and make notes in the note sheet below. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, I think it's brilliant overall. You've done a really good job.
But I'm sensing a but here.
But, well, I think it might be a bit light on content.
Okay, so I was thinking that as well. We could maybe add a couple more slides. What do you think is missing or could be expanded on?
Yeah, I was wondering if we needed more on the downsides, you know, negatives about organizing World Expos. So I would add a slide on that. Maybe include some key points on the slide. The first one would be something about the millions of dollars wasted on World Expos and the fact that the money could be better spent.
Yeah, I'd include something like that. I mean, the host country has to be prepared to spend millions on creating a World Expo. One of the other downsides we could include is the disruption to life in the host city. You know, World Expos have to be built, and existing roads to the expo site have to be improved, or new roads have to be constructed. So it can cause a lot of disruption for people living in the host city. Another disadvantage we could include is that very often people complain that the expo buildings are not used again after the end of the expo.
Really?
Yeah. Occasionally the buildings are reused, but more often than not, they are just taken down, so no, they're not reused.
Okay. Well, I think I can do a slide on that. Is there anything else to include? Another slide, maybe?
Well, I think we could include one on the reasons why a city would want to host a World Expo. I don't think that comes across in our slides.
So what would you include then, Bonnie? What kind of reasons?
Well, there are lots of reasons. The first reason for holding a World Expo would be to promote friendship among different countries. Many different countries work together on each expo, so it's a wonderful way to promote international friendship. The second reason for holding World Expos is so that different countries that take part in World Expos can build up their national image. You know, countries can show how beautiful their countries are and how friendly their people are. Plus, holding expos can attract business and tourism.
Right, okay. Got it. I'll include all these points in two extra slides. I'll get the draft ready to give to Jasmine. Thanks, guys. Any comments on the presentation? I mean, the way it looks and...
Well, I think generally it's a bit wordy. You know, too many words on each slide. So, could we take out some of the writing?
Okay, less writing. Right. Hang on. Let me get my laptop to write these comments down so I don't forget. Okay.
That would help definitely. Plus, I was thinking we could put in more visuals, you know, more pictures. I think it would make the presentation look much more interesting. What do you think?
Sure, I can add more visuals.
Yeah, another point I thought of was to change the background color to light blue. White looks a bit boring. So why not have a light blue background instead of white, so it looks more colorful?
Yeah, I had a similar comment I'd noted down. What do you think, Sherry?
Yep, fine. I was actually going to do that anyway in the next draft. Okay, so change the background color to light blue. What else?
Another point is maybe put all the main headings in red instead of having all the writing in black, just to make it look more interesting.
Yeah, good idea. So, put headings in red.
Another point is the size of the writing. I think it's a bit small. Can we make it bigger so it's easier for the audience to read?
So make the writing bigger.
How about changing the font, too? I always think Times New Roman looks so old-fashioned. Can we make it more, you know, up-to-date looking?
Okay. Change the font to make it look more modern. Actually, in relation to that, I was wondering whether we should use numbers or bullet points. In the end, I use numbers. But do you think bullet points would look better?
Yeah, I do. Less formal and more visual.
Okay, so change numbers to bullet points. Right, okay, got it. I'll get the draft ready to give to Jasmine then. Thanks, guys.
That's the end of task three. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Julian, Bonnie, and Cherry have met up with their friend Leo at a cafe. They are talking about the group's presentation and World Expos. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions below. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, right. I've got my cappuccino. Anybody else want anything?
No, thanks. No.
No, thanks, Leo. How you doing, anyway?
I'm okay.
Good.
Right. Well, I remembered you said to look out for some stuff about expos. So, I asked my dad, and he sent me a link on YouTube. I thought it might be quite interesting for you. You did say you were looking into the negative aspects of world expos and trade fairs. So this, you might call that the dark side of the history.
Really?
Yeah. The clip was basically about the experiences of this one African man called Ota Benga. The clip started off giving a pretty interesting insight into these world exhibitions. They said the main function of these expos for ordinary people wasn't trade or science, but rather it was the only way that normal people could see things from around the world. Very few people could travel abroad in those days, of course.
Yeah, I'd never thought of that.
Yeah, so that was one thing. But there was also this other more sinister, darker side of the expos and fairs, where they exhibited humans from different parts of the world, like in a human zoo. They reckon that more than 35,000 men, women, and children were exhibited in these types of human zoos at various expos in Paris, London, you know, the USA, at the end of the 19th and into the 20th century.
Really? What did they make these people do in these human zoos?
Well, once there, they had to, like, live, they lived in traditional houses. These traditional houses were built especially there. And these people, they did the cooking and so on. And people watched them like they watch monkeys at a zoo. And at certain times of the day, they put on some sort of exotic show, doing some dances or religious rituals, that sort of thing.
Wow! So it was really like the dolphin show at Ocean Park then?
Yeah, pretty much. The most famous of these people, who was in one of these human zoos, was an African man named Ota Benga. He was a pygmy.
A what?
A pygmy. You know, a tribe from Western Africa who were smaller than average humans.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that was the point. That's why he was there.
What? Because he was a pygmy?
Yeah. You see, for the 1904 Great World Fair in St. Louis, in the USA, there was this American scientist called W.J. McGee. Now, McGee wanted to put on a spectacular exhibition of humankind. He wanted to exhibit the most extreme examples of man from around the world. The tallest, the smallest, that sort of thing. So he got the smallest people from Africa, and that was Otabenga. He was from the tribe of pygmies, the smallest people in the world. So, McGee sent this explorer on a huge expedition to Africa to find pygmies and bring them back. So he did. He brought back Otabenga and five other pygmies.
Wow!
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. The irony was that Otabenga and his fellow tribespeople thought that they were in the USA to show off their own culture. Whereas, in fact, what they were advertised to the public and scientists as was the most primitive people on the planet.
That's terrible.
And what happened after the fair ended?
Well, after the end of the fair, Ota went to New York. You imagine this little African guy in New York, you know, with all its skyscrapers and high-tech lifestyle.
So what did he do in New York? Did he work or...?
Well, sort of. He then became famous because he got a job at a zoo in New York. He thought he was going to look after the elephants, but he was actually given a job to be a live exhibit in the zoo. He shared a cage with a chimpanzee.
That's awful.
Well, to be fair to people in New York, they did protest and write to the newspapers complaining about it.
So what happened?
The exhibition was stopped after about a week.
Good. So then what happened to him?
Well, it just got worse and worse for Ota. He then tried to settle in America and even ended up working in a tobacco factory in a small town in the U.S. But he was so homesick that he wanted to return to Africa, but he didn't have enough money to pay for the journey. So in the end, he never returned to Africa.
That's terrible. No wonder it's not very well known.
That is a truly horrendous story, Leo.
God, how can you treat somebody like that?
So, are you going to include it in the presentation?
What do you think, Bonnie?
I think we should. Jasmine wanted the full picture, so this gives them the full picture of the history of these types of expos, that's for sure.
Sherry?
Well, I'm not so keen. I mean, you have to remember that a couple of the audience when we present are actually American, from the USA. I mean, we don't want to offend anybody with our presentation, do we? What do you think, Julian?
Well, I think we should. But only the first half of his story is directly relevant to expos. His experiences in New York and the zoo are less relevant. So just including the first half would keep it relevant.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.
Thank you.
B. Look at page 2 of your data file. Situation. You are Nico Lin. You work for Events Horizon, a company which organizes large public events. You are part of a committee responsible for organizing the Victoria Cup, a professional women's tennis tournament. In order to promote the Victoria Cup to the public, the head of the Victoria Cup project team, Anthony Au, is keen to ensure that the tournament is a success. You will listen to a Zoom meeting between a young tennis star called Lara Taranova, her agent, Victor Laurent, and Anthony Au. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and on the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with the question answer book and the data file.
Thank you.
recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of the data file.
Hi, Victor and Laura. This is Anthony from Events Horizon. Can you hear me?
Hi, Anthony. Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Anthony. How are things in Hong Kong?
Yeah, pretty good. Yep, great. Okay. Well, we've got a few things to run through about, you know, you coming to Hong Kong for the Victoria Cup.
Yeah?
We could maybe start with any concerns you've got about coming to Hong Kong at all, or the tournament, or...
Yes, well...
Maybe I can start.
Yes, go ahead, Laura. Sorry.
Yeah, my main worry, Anthony, is the weather, really. You know, it's so hot and humid in Hong Kong. I mean, I really don't want to get ill from being too hot. I know last year was quite bad.
Yeah, we've been discussing this issue quite extensively after last year, and it was decided by the committee to allow the players to take longer breaks between games.
Longer breaks? That sounds like a sensible idea. How long will they be then?
Well, players will be allowed 8 minutes between games.
8 minutes, that's good. And what about the playing schedule? Could Lara play in the evening?
Absolutely. Actually, another major change this year is that all of our matches will be played in the evenings, so players can avoid the heat of the afternoon.
Oh, really? That's much better. I always prefer evening games anyway. Okay, sounds good. Victor, you want to say something?
Yes, another concern is the air quality.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, air quality. You mean the pollution?
Yes, again, from our past experience in the Far East, the pollution levels are often really high, and this makes it difficult for players to breathe a lot of the time.
Yeah, point taken, Victor. Again, it's something the committee has been talking about. I mean, we've talked about pollution with the government and the other players, and what has been decided is as follows. If the API level is above 200 during the event, we can use an indoor court.
So you've booked an indoor court in case it is too polluted?
Yeah, that's right. But we'll only use it if the API level is above 200.
Excellent. I think all players will appreciate you going that extra mile to avoid putting players' health in danger.
Yes, I agree 100%. Oh, yes, I remember what I was going to say. One of my other concerns is... how shall I put this... The behaviour of the fans. I remember the last time I was in Hong Kong, the fans were talking really loudly during the game. It's very distracting. You know what I mean? I know it isn't a majority, but you know...
No, we get it. We just received a letter from a fan on this very topic. So, it was decided that if any fan breaks the rules concerning making noise during play, they will be removed from the venue.
Oh, really? So they'll be removed? Okay. I'll be interested to see how that goes.
And something else that will hopefully help this year is we've introduced a system whereby the members of the local tennis clubs get priority in booking tickets. This will mean that real fans will get tickets.
Good. A bit of support for local tennis.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, Lara.
Yeah?
Would you be willing to spend some time meeting and teaching some of your young Hong Kong fans? We're organizing a tennis activity day.
Yeah, I'd love to. It sounds fun. You can send us the details. How old are the participants?
Well, there are different families, but we have an age requirement for the child or children. They have to be between 12 and 16.
12 to 16 years old, so teenagers.
And we have to select them. I mean, there are a lot of teenagers who want to take part, so we have to select them. Maybe you could help with that.
Sure, no problem. I'd be happy to do that. Just let me know the details later.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the donations to the two Hong Kong charities, the Refugee Sanctuary and the Change Young Lives.
Oh, yes. Well, I've looked at the details of the charities you sent me, and we'd like to go ahead with making the donation to both of them.
Oh, that's great news. Great. Can we discuss the details again just now?
Okay, well, what we... What we would want to do is something similar to what Susie Gilmore did with you last year in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah?
We propose to donate, let's see, in Hong Kong dollars, it would be $500,000 Hong Kong dollars to each charity. But it's on the condition that they use the money to convert one of their rooms into a gym.
Okay, so 500,000 Hong Kong dollars towards setting up a gym. And?
And in return, the gym is to be called the Lara Terranova Gym.
Right, the Lara Terranova Gym. Right. That should be okay. Oh, and can we set up a short courtesy visit to their charity centers during the tournament? You know, so you could go to the charity centers?
Yeah, definitely. Please go ahead and organize that. That would be very nice. Great.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's everything.
Oh, the advert?
Oh, yes. Lara was a little...
Yeah, maybe I can tell him myself, thanks. Yeah, I was a bit surprised to see your advertisements for the tournament. I was told by my sponsor that my image would appear on the advert for the event, since I am the highest-ranking player taking part, and that the highest-ranking player should therefore be on the poster. And that certainly isn't Susie Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yes, we've been having all sorts of problems with that poster, so I'll pass on your message to the PR department.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. Can I have your phone number in case we have any other questions later on?
Yes, we have a new number for all player inquiries. It's 00852-1747-3562.
Let me repeat it back to you. 00852-1747-3562.
That's it. Otherwise, feel free to send me an email anytime.
Great, thanks.
No problem. Bye for now.
That is the end of the listening component of this paper. You will now have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off the radio.